This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The CNN special coverage of the UK's EU referendum. I'm Hala Gharani in London.
I'm Richard Quest. Never seen anything quite like it. The final result has been announced in the northern city of Manchester, and we now know, obviously, that Leave has won the referendum with a majority of about 3.78% over Remain. The reaction is now coming in at Westminster, the Palace of Westminster Parliament, and indeed across the world, leaders are giving their views.
All right, this has profound implications, of course, not just for the United Kingdom, not just for the EU, but for all of Great Britain's partners. All across Europe, people are waking up to an extremely changed continent. The British voters have spoken, and they've chosen to leave the EU. So, as we were saying, what happens now? How long does the UK negotiate with the EU in order to try to find some sort of agreement on trade, on a political union? What happens to transatlantic deals that the EU, or I should say international trade deals that the EU currently has with other countries? What happens to the UK's trade relationship with those countries? How long and complicated will it be? What impact will it have on the economy? We know the pound has basically crashed this morning.
Well, you know, she brings up some good points here, Scott, but they knew this going in, that it is going to be a process. It's not like all of a sudden you just flip the switch, although you would think so. I think it allows for like a 2 to 3 year, process and procedure to finally disengage from everything. So it will give, England time to, make this transition. And it's no wonder. I mean, people get skittish. Investors hate change. And this is a huge change, but dare I say, I mean, this could be the start of the first domino and its implication. I mean, they're talking about his partners, but I think this has potential impact to what's happening here in the West, because Cameron, you could say, in a sense, represented what Hillary Clinton and the leftists want to do. You know, no borders, where the globalization of of their country and of the world. And, this is what Hillary believes in. It did not fare well. I mean, look at this, almost a 4-point difference, because the people there in Britain have lived with the results of open borders. They have lived with, being encumbered. I mean, it's kind of amazing when you think about Britain, where it was at one point as, the country. I mean, they were the empire, and to get to the point where they would turn over their checkbook, to the EU like this, I think that's, quite interesting to see that they've gone that route. But the people have said, look, it is time for us to control our own destiny with a British perspective. I mean, because they were finding that they were losing themselves and losing their identity. And I believe exactly the same thing has been happening here in the United States. And as we had in our conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka this morning, which, we will go into further detail next week, is that this is the reason why one Donald J. Trump is connecting with this, with so many people here in the United States. I mean, some of these polls, let me tell you, that we're hearing about right now, I'm sorry, I just don't trust some of this polling. I think that these numbers are being juiced. I am still shocked. I gotta tell you, I'm still shocked that AP was able to have such a grave impact and a direct impact on the final days of the Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders campaign when they made that announcement early, 2 days before the California primary, saying that, no sweat, Hillary's got the numbers. We made a mistake. She's got the numbers. And so they really, pulled the carpet right underneath of Bernie. And I don't know if Bernie just didn't see it, he doesn't understand it or what, but he got worked. He got worked, and his followers got worked in over these numbers that suddenly got juiced. Go figure. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
you know, kind of like what we were talking about earlier with Lauren Kitchen Stewart. You know, we have to have situational awareness. We got to stop, you know, listen to what's happening. Look around, ladies and gentlemen. Be aware of what's happening, not only in your immediate circle, but in the outer circles of your world. It is time that America confront these issues, and we're starting to do that, as some would say in that trite old saying, wake up, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. We have Horace Cooper with us right now, an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and a legal commentator. Horace Cooper, good morning to you. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Are you kidding me? I needed you on. We got so much stuff going on here. The SCOTUS decision yesterday on immigration, which really turned down to be a little bit of slap down on this extended arm, cell phone, and, you know, one-sided decision-making of this imperialistic president of ours.
Well, absolutely. The president and his team have come to the conclusion that they're not three co-equal branches of Congress, of government, but instead the preeminent branch is the executive branch, and the other branch's purposes are to just sort of sit around and tolerate whatever he does. And in this case, it was a fairly egregious claim, which was that even though we've been having almost a decade-long discussion nationwide about immigration, that's state level of legislatures, including Arizona, California, as well as the United States Senate. The president decided, you know what, I'm just going to take action and decide how it's going to be. And at the time when he made that decision, I predicted that there were going to be a number of lawsuits, and that the lawsuit with the most power, the most likelihood of success, was going to be the claim made by state government that this change impacts on their bottom line, the budget, and their resources, as well as the authority that they have to operate within their own borders itself, a federalism issue. So not only did we see today, yesterday, that the Supreme Court did not embrace the president's radical interpretation, but what we also see is there is still a very strong amount of space, and if Justice Scalia had been present, we would have seen a 5-4 decision.
Exactly.
That federalism really matters.
Right. Well, you know, and for Texas, you know, part of the injury that they brought forth was, hey, just a simple thing. We've got the cost of printing driver's license. Of course, California has been printing driver's license, and you never heard any consideration of that. But they brought that to the front and saying, just case in point, I mean, forget about any other ancillary benefits and, you know, whether it's welfare or any other support that they would have to offer immigrants. which already I think demonstrates an injury and a stress on their budgets. But
Absolutely. But
for Texas, they said, hey, you know, just in having you know, the increased cost of processing driver's licenses is an injury, right?
Yeah. What the court's position has been is a very straightforward one. If Washington is going to tell you, I, the state of Texas, New Jersey, what to do, then it has to have identified authority to operate. When it comes to a state, which is a sovereign, then there is an even higher threshold that mm-hmm. is necessary. What President Obama said was, I don't care about that. I don't care whether Congress has given me power to act. So you'd have to have two questions answered. One would be, did in fact Congress give you this power to act? And if Congress gave you this power to act, can you dictate to a state sovereign? What we typically have seen when the Washington, D.C. acts that they don't have the authority, they give you funds. Mm-hmm. We'll pay for your highway. We'll pay for this hospital. That's what we do to encourage you to participate. What Barack Obama said he wanted to do is just disregard that. I am just going to dictate this particular outcome. And at no level, only at the Supreme Court, was there any substantial buy-in with this argument. The First District Court judge and the Fifth Circuit said this was patently not allowed. And as
exactly.
I mentioned before, if Justice Scalia had been alive today, the Supreme Court would have completely and totally rebuked this overreach.
It had been a settled issue, but the chances are that it will come back because it was a 4-4 decision, as you are well aware. And but the thing is, I still look at it, is that you had four justices, that it was a split, and it was only because of the lower court's wisdom that, you know, that these states won.
See, if this decision had gone the other way, you would have to throw out 40 or 50 years of understanding of the relationships between states and the federal government. I want to remind people, you know what? Whether you agree or disagree with the 0.08 drinking level, when states adopted that at the direction of the federal government, they did not do so because they were required to. They did so because they were given the funds.
Yes,
they were
exactly.
tied to various things. When the speed limit was changed, this president said, no, I just have the power to do that. That was radical. Now, there were other people who were impacted, employers. Right now, you are on, right now, not today. Last week, if this policy had been allowed to go forward without the litigation, employers all across the country are liable. If they decide to comply with this federal policy, even though federal law is different, and even though the law in the various states that they operate in was different.
Exactly.
Again, this president was overreaching.
Well, Horace, we got a couple minutes left, and I did want to get your read on the Freddie Gray verdict, the Baltimore officer who drove the van. You know, the judge says not guilty on all charges.
Okay, so I watched very carefully this entire process. And I said then, and I say now, these charges should never have been brought forward. It was known, it was knowable, and I believe it was known, what the path of the van was. There's a legal fiction that you're allowed to do in the courtroom. And that is, you're allowed to say that this bank robbery that happened on Tuesday, Bill Martinez did it. And then in another day, you're allowed to say, no, it was Horace Cooper that did it. And then on a third day, you're able to pick still another name. And this is what they have done with these six different officers. They have tried with four of them to create explanations that they were responsible. The judge wasn't buying that. The judge shouldn't have bought that. Marilyn Mosby should have never brought these charges, and she should announce that she's not going to bring any more.
Exactly. Horace Cooper, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and legal commentator. Horace, as always, good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch. Oh.
You know, I got to tell you, even if you can't dance, you listen to this song and it's just your feet move automatically. You know, and you look so cool. And if you want to just really look like you can dance, just get a disco ball and some kind of strobe light and you're awesome. I mean, you can figure it out. Even people that don't know how to dance. I mean, I love that song. Bruno Mars, huh? Why not? I tell you, the world is in an interesting position right now after what happened in Britain. This could be the shot that's heard around the world. I know people are freaking out. You know, the Dow is down. You've got these economic indicators that have gone in a tizzy. And that's because they just don't like change. But I think it's going to be a positive thing for Britain, as it will be here for the West. And it kind of puts the rest of the world on notice. I think it's a powerful vote, and we can thank the British once again for leading the way and realizing that rule of law matters, boundaries matter, your own sovereignty matters. Interesting things that are consistent with what we're dealing with here in the United States. And again, as we mentioned in our conversation with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and this is why Donald Trump is got the traction. His is a very populist message. Set aside, you know, the awkwardness and some of the non-political things. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. He's straight up. And when you look at the problems that we have here in the United States, we need to, you know, choose the right tool for the job. And when you think about national security, you think about the economy and somebody who has created jobs. When you compare the two candidates, if we ever had a glaring distinct difference between two candidates before, wow, this is amazing. I mean, you know, Phyllis Schlafly would be proud because for so long, you know, going back to the 60s, in fact, she was inspired to write a book on it to encourage the Republican Party to be a clear choice, not to be an echo. And the Republican Party, since the days of Ronald Reagan, have become more and more of an echo of the Democratic Party. And this is why people say, I mean, you have to listen to people. They say, I don't know the difference. I don't know the difference. But this year, we definitely know the difference when you have you have a part of the Democratic Party voting for a socialist. And, you know, I know for some people, they hear socialist, you know, you're just being condescending by calling. No, I mean, you have to understand what socialism is all about. I'm not trying to irritate you. If anything, hopefully I'm challenging you to understand, for you to do some research and check it out for yourself, what Bernie Sanders stood for and his policies that were very socialistic based. And what that would mean to the trajectory of the country that's already, you know, looking at $20 trillion in debt and the kind of interest that we pay on a daily basis, it's non-sustainable. It's just flat out that simple. But if you do not understand and you don't study these issues, then you just go with, the flow of the emotions. And you start making choices that impact not only you, but your children. And that's what I think about. I think about, gosh, you know, what kind of America are we leaving, you know, to our kids and our grandkids? We have our ninth grandchild on the way. And I don't want little Jay to come into this world and come into an America that is, you know, limping along and already come. I mean, we've been limping along for the last almost 8 years, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the longest recession that any president has endured. Usually we're out of these recessionary periods in 12 to 18 months. Now, I got to tell you, I listen to the talking heads just as you do, and I wonder how disconnected they are. How did they buy into these numbers that supposedly we've created more jobs and, you know, but what kind of jobs have we lost? You know, by comparison, we lost great paying jobs. And now all of a sudden you created fast food jobs and now you're attacking the fast food companies. So what are you going to do there when you cut that back and you labor them with all kinds of regulation and more fast food companies are looking at, robotic technology? What are you going to do? Okay, well, so what? You voted your $15 an hour minimum wage deal and you forced the hand of these operators to say, okay, well, I can't count on an employment force. So now I got to look at robotics. So what have we done there? But, you know, that's another discussion. But I'm just telling you up front that the government is lying to us. They've been lying to us about these numbers. You know that. You look around your neighborhood and you see that people are still having to sell their homes that they lived in for a long time. I mean, this is heartbreaking what has gone on. And what has promoted this? I mean, you look at Obamacare. This has been an absolute disaster. I'm not saying throw the baby out with the bathwater. Good idea, you know, you might say good observation, a wrong conclusion. You know, this got forced upon this country, and it has been crippling us. It has been a big, big issue. This whole issue that we got into in banks being too big to fail. It's a free market system. When you let the free market system work, when you let capitalism work, the cream rises to the top. These people bear the burden of their choices. They don't come to the taxpayer and say, hey, look, you know, we were greedy. We got overly greedy and everything like that. So, but we need you to back it up, because if you don't back us up, we got all these people on the street. Well, by now, we'd have been better off. They would have retooled. They would have, you know, done the things that they needed to do in order to survive. And if they went by the wayside, so be it. They went by the wayside. But we'd have had a stronger economy as a result of it, and it would have put all these people on notice that there is a cost to being greedy. And, you know, after everything is said and done with this greediness that took place and all this subterfuge, I got to imagine Bernie Madoff is sitting in jail and going, why me? You know, why are you guys on me with all this other stuff that you did on a bigger number? But it just so happens that, you know, Bernie Sanders, which we find out, it's about who you know, right? It's not how much you know, it's who you know and who you're connected. And this is what's coming, you know, this is what it's coming down to. And you look at Hillary Clinton, I'll bring her up again, and her and Bill and what they've done, they've lived off that premise about who you know. And they've become a core network and a hub to having access to the people's money. That's our money. It's not their money, but they leverage by position. They leverage our money to get money in their pocket. I mean, and if you think not, I would suggest that you read, even though some people would challenge and say, look, it's not conclusive. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of smoke in those hills. When you look at the Clinton Foundation, you just go, wow, this looks like a duck and talks like a duck. I mean, maybe in the legal parlance, we don't have everything all set up, and there is no way Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton are going to admit to anything. They don't know about admission. The only reason that Bill Clinton admitted to the blue dress was because of the blue dress and his DNA. I mean, if it hadn't been for the blue dress, we'd still be arguing, you know, the situation. It would not go, because they're not going to be upfront about it, because their very political lives are based on deception. They're based on survival. It's not about the country. It is about the Clintons. And I hate to put it that way, but gosh, you know, you got to see it for what it is. It's kind of like what we're dealing with, you know, with these clear and present dangers. We want to keep lying and accommodating people that want to kill us and people that want to do ill will for us. Come on, you know, the truth is the truth. Hillary Clinton, you know, has lied to us. Barack Obama has lied to us. And I'm like you. I mean, I can't even believe I'm talking about our political leaders in that context. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, you had to be really careful when you called somebody a liar. But nowadays, I mean, I don't know if our conscience is getting seared by it, or we're just, we just don't, you know, we just talk about people lying to us like it's, you know, it's everyday conversation. I mean, this is a serious issue. This is foundational to any kind of relationship. And how we could even be considering somebody to be the president of the United States who has been deceptive, who has lied to us, but yet 71% of the Democrats say, hey, I'll vote for her. I don't care if she gets indicted. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I think she's the most qualified. Well, God bless you. You know, but Lord have mercy. We're in trouble here, ladies and gentlemen. In spite of the truth, we're going to continue to go down this trail of more deception. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Mind and be your own boss. Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Well, there's a guy that wants to come on.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that can save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors, not available in all states.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is one of Coach Collins and Lady Jane's favorite song. You know, she sings this to Coach all the time. You know, you guys are just still such lovebirds after all these years. You know, I'm almost envious.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I know. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you got to make the most of it. Coach Kevin Collins is with us right now. We're just getting a little personal here because we're talking about me going to Ireland. And, you know, Coach gave me the secret password there because he's related to the George Washington of Ireland. Hopefully, you know, that's a good thing, Coach, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You mentioned the name Michael Collins and you're in. And
that'll get me a free pint at the pub, will it?
They wanted to put me up on the shoulders and carry me around.
Oh, wow. Well, good fun. Well, Coach Kevin Collins with us, of course, he holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, retired New York City police officer, member of the American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. He is the proprietor of the coachesteam.com. We've got that right now. The website up and rolling and everybody being directed that way. So we've got some good success now that we've got everything all reset. Right, Coach?
Yeah. It took us a while, but we're back up and running as usual again.
Well, we mentioned Ireland. Of course, the southern part of Ireland not affected, only the northern part of Ireland with this Brexit deal, right?
Yeah. It really is going to be a difficult thing for Northern Ireland, and it's almost bittersweet too for the Free State, because they could have easily not joined the EU, and when they did, they were given an opportunity to keep the punt, which is their monetary
mm-hmm. and they didn't, and they went to the Euro. Mm-hmm. And now look, I mean, it's going to be tough. But look, sometimes you gotta break the bone to reset it and make it straight. And that's
exactly
that's what happened.
Well, and this is, like I told people, it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, this is a 3-year process. They've agreed now we're going to go down the road. We're going to exit the EU, and it'll be a procedural thing. And, of course, you know, the lefties and everybody else that wanted Britain to stay, and I'd say even here in the United States, because they think, uh-oh, the people are starting to wake up. They understand that their own personal sovereignty and nationalism is of importance, and it's going to be an issue. And dare I say, and we'll unfold that a little bit more, the impact that it will have here in the United States.
Well, I don't think it's going to take 3 years to manifest, because this has awakened the same type of spirit in Italy, in Denmark, and France. And I even read in Sweden, but of course it's way too late for Sweden. But if Italy, Denmark, and France leave, it'll collapse as it should. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, the EU is a Tower of Babel that was just put together by people who were jealous of the United States. And yes, it looked good in the beginning, and it doesn't every pyramid scheme look good, but that's
exactly.
All it was a pyramid scheme.
Wow.
And now
yeah.
It's unraveling.
Yeah, and here it is, the same issues that we're dealing with here in the West, immigration, boundaries,
sure.
You know, all this stuff, very consistent. So this is quite a portending vote, and we'll see what kind of impact that they have here. And you got to imagine the lefties and all these people that juice the numbers, what they're going to do, and how they're going to run out their comparatives economically, and you know, sound the alarm that look what's happening, you know, to England, you know, they're in, you know, it's turned upside down. Well, that's what happens when you go through change, you know, the. The people are going to get a little freaked out. These are the people with money, because they don't like uncertainty. But these things will settle down. You know, clearly, when you look at the British Empire, I mean, there's a lot of gold in them thar hills. They just got to let them loose, right?
I agree with you 100%. And I'll throw in something else in the pot, too. The Dow Jones fell like 500 points or something to begin with. And I've been tweeting with Greta Van Susteren, and I told her, listen, by noon or by 1 o'clock, half of it will be back. I just retweeted it before I came on with you, and I changed that prediction. It'll all be back by the end of the day. I thought by the end of the day it'd be half, but it'll all be back, because there isn't any reason for it to be down there. So, you know, as you say, it'll seem by Monday, it'll seem like nothing happened, but a lot did happen.
Exactly. You know, Coach, I want to talk to you about, you know, what, you know, some of these social media agencies have been doing, like Google, you know, in their attempt to sabotage Trump. Facebook had a meeting with conservatives saying, oh, you guys misunderstand, you know, kumbaya, it's all about, you know, like Attorney General Lynch says, you know, we just love each other and all this good stuff. The fact of the matter is they're up to their shenanigans, and there's no doubt they're all in for Hillary. When you look at the analytics and you see what is reported on Hillary and what's reported on Trump, there is a clear delineation whatsoever. I mean, this is like the IRS tactics all over again. In fact, it almost makes you wonder if, your gal from the IRS has found a job at Google or Facebook or something, you know, because
Lois Lerner.
Lois Lerner, exactly.
And ever it will be, but I think all of that is gone. All of it is over. It doesn't make any difference. We've seen that Trump is getting stronger. He's not getting weaker. And the interesting thing happened the other day. Before Trump made his speech, this was in the morning before Trump made his speech, NBC with Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie and somebody else were absolutely apoplectic. They couldn't could not understand how could this be. And the this they were talking about was that Trump was even in Pennsylvania and Ohio with Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Trump just had the worst week of his campaign. Mm-hmm. I had to laugh out loud. The worst week of his campaign in whose eyes?
Yes.
Yours. Not yes. ours. Your yeah. eyes.
Right.
And by the way, Trump is not tied in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Trump is winning in Ohio and Pennsylvania as per the bellwether counties in each of those states.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, this is why I said earlier, you know, these numbers that they put out, you know, they've been juicing these numbers. You know, clearly what they did to Bernie Sanders prior to the California primary in the last, you know, Super Tuesday of this election cycle with AP making the announcement that they did. And I got to tell you, I'm still surprised that Bernie Sanders and his people are just not up in arms about that, because clearly they pulled the rug out from underneath his campaign by making that that announcement. Like, okay, well, it's already done. You know, she's got all the numbers. You know, the party's over.
Yeah, well, that's these people always use heavy-handed thug tactics because they can't sit down and discuss issues. Because they're losers on issues. They can't act in a fair manner because they lose there, too.
Right.
And this would decrees that they lose. So they do these type of things. And I don't know if it's sitting very well with Sanders voters. I mean, I'm looking at something in the vicinity of 20% say that they...
They're going to vote for Trump.
Now,
exactly.
If that distills down even to like 8 or 10%, that's a big boost.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is that Hillary said, Coach, she says, well, you know, if Donald Trump wants to get dirty, I can get dirty. And but I don't think that's a that's a good place for her to be in. You know, it's hard to act clean when you've got mud all over your face. Bill Martinez live with Coach Collins. More right after this.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Bill Martinez, live.
Tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
They never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good fun. Don't you love the boys? Aren't they great? Just about 14 before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Our conversation with Coach Kevin Collins continues. Coach, as we were talking about, Hillary getting down and getting dirty with Donald Trump, I got to tell you, from my perspective, is her campaign starting to unravel or am I missing something?
Well, you're talking to the right guy here. I've never seen her campaign in any good shape. It has always been a figment of the media's imagination. Mm-hmm. People do not like her. We go back to Dick Morris pointing out that they try to keep her away from people because mm-hmm. the more people see of her, the less they like of her.
Yeah, and he's got a new book coming out that's going to reinforce that point as well, Coach. I think it's out in the next week or two.
Which is that?
Dick Morris. Dick Morris has a new book
Dick
to
Morris.
Be released.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you combine that with Clinton Cash,
the movie is going to come out again here. That movie, right. Based on that book, Clinton Cash, Peter Schweitzer's book, will be out in about mid July. There's going to be a lot of exposure on this, and at that point, whatever trust factor she has, those numbers are going to go into a free fall.
What else is going to come out too? Just during the Democrat convention, there's going to be a downgrading of the 7-year, the past 7-year GDP, which will push the GDP of the Barack Obama administration from 1.55 to 0.45.
Whoa.
And that will happen right in the middle of the Democrat convention. And remember, Bill, over the last couple of years, we've discussed what I call this benevolent revolt amongst honest, decent government employees. And I think that's what you have going on here, because there's some agency I never even heard of, the Bureau of Economic Statistics, and they have announced, hey, listen, this is what we are going to do. Now, if this was a couple of years ago where Obama could destroy them individually, perhaps mm-hmm. they wouldn't do it. But now they're stepping up, and more honest, decent government employees are saying, yeah, it's time, because we have to end this,
yes.
and we have to do what we have to do.
Well, you have that. You got John Brennan coming out, you know, on the heels of the president saying, you know, sounding like Baghdad Bob, that everything is so wonderful and beautiful. And then he comes in and is going, wait a minute, are these guys going to the same meetings? I mean, this, you know, this is his head of intelligence coming in and just saying everything that he just said, not right.
Sure. And last week, Chuck Grassley, the Republican senator from Iowa, said that he's been contacted by people who are very well versed in the evidence against Hillary Clinton. Mm. And if she is not indicted, they will leak the evidence to Grassley. So, but you know what? If you, I know you did, I shouldn't have, if, let's look at the speech that Trump made the other day. That is the indictment that I've been talking about. He has indicted her in the court of public opinion, and he will spend the rest of the campaign season trying her and convicting her. I go one further. Trump's speech has now made FBI Director Comey's action, whatever choice he's going to make, superfluous. It's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything because it's now become a heads I win, tails you lose for Trump. Mm-hmm. Whatever Trump can make hay, however the Comey thing goes.
Well, the thing is you know, Comey's in a tough spot, as we've talked about repeatedly, and that is that A.G. Lynch has to go along with the recommendation. This investigation, you know, continues to be rather intense. There's so much to draw out of this, you know. You know, in the absence of fact, there's a lot of opinion that can fly around. But it doesn't bode well when you have a deal that's been made with Hillary Clinton, for example, with her her server, her IT guy, who goes and takes the fifth, what, 105 times? I mean, his attorney said, hey, he's going to take the fifth. And this is after he made a deal, you know, with the government, you know, to get a get-out-of-jail card. But he doesn't even want to go there. So this really does not look well on all levels for one Hillary Clinton.
Sure. She has seen her last peaceful day.
Mm.
You know that when Trump made the speech the other day, I could not wait for the evening news. I wanted to see, especially ABC, because don't forget Trump embarrassed Tom Lanos or whatever his name is by pointing at him directly at a press conference and said, "You're a sleaze. I don't want to talk to you." So now ABC, in their defense of Hillary Clinton, says we fact-checked what Donald Trump said, and Hillary Clinton wasn't asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning during the Benghazi attack because of the time difference. Okay, fine. Yeah, good. I'll give you that. Yeah, okay, fine. So Trump is wrong. But let's talk about emails. Let's talk about 4 dead Americans there. Let's talk about Chinese receiving government secrets that put us in danger. Let's talk about the criminality of the Clinton Foundation. You know what I'm saying? And then you have this idiot David Gergen saying that Clinton cash has been discredited. They have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the topper was, and I don't know, and I mean this, I don't know if you saw this, because they censor this stuff. They take it off the air. I saw Hillary Clinton change the subject when it was brought up to saying, well, Trump attacked my faith. He did not attack her faith during that speech, and he never attacked the faith. And the only time it ever came up was when David Muir of ABC tried to trick Trump and say, well, what about her faith? And Trump said, I don't know anything about her faith. So Hillary Clinton's defense was that she's a good Methodist.
Yeah, right.
That was her response.
Coach, let's go
she
back.
Nothing.
Yeah, I want to rewind the statement here that they said, well, no, she couldn't be asleep. Well, that makes it worse yet. She was better off being asleep.
Exactly.
And, you know, now you woke her up, and now you go, now she's with her eyes wide open. She affects the policy, and 4 men are dead in Benghazi. So now, where's her plausible deniability?
No, there isn't any. And can't you just see the political cartoon of her holding a cup of coffee, little steam coming out, and slippers with socks down around her ankles, and a fluffy nightgown, and saying, what? Who? Then what?
Yeah.
She's finished. She's finished. You know, Trump just gained 5 points amongst the LGBT community, and she lost 24 points.
Mm-hmm. Well, the LGBT community had a couple of spokespeople that came out rather aggressively against Trump. They didn't appreciate his comments post-Orlando, but I think they're starting to realize that Trump is more of an ally than an enemy, and that the ally that they thought they had, you know, now that they're starting to realize some truth, going, well, wait a minute, maybe we need to revisit this just a little bit, because suddenly they've gotten real quiet. Have you noticed?
I really want to touch on the bellwether counties.
Yes, go ahead.
We've got about
2 minutes left, so let's go ahead.
Okay. The good news for Hillary Clinton is that the bellwether county in Colorado, she's +4. In the bellwether county in Virginia, she's +12. In Florida, in Hillsborough County, she's tied. That's the end of the good news. North Carolina, Trump +4. Ohio, +5. Nevada, +12. These are bellwether counties that always vote for the winner. Here's the money shot. Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. Trump, +17.
Wow. Where are these numbers coming from, Coach? Where are you pulling these?
I don't have the citation in my notes in front of me, but you can look at the bellwether counties.
Right, okay.
And you'll find this a couple of days ago, about 4 days ago, maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're right. Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, and that'll give you the opening, 17.
Wow.
17. So, look, if Trump does anything close to that in Pennsylvania, he takes New Jersey. If he takes New Jersey and Pennsylvania, he takes New York, he takes Ohio. That's it. That's it. 11:30 Eastern Standard Time on election night. It's over. Goodbye.
We won't be able to
take it on any further than that.
Last question, real quick. The Lewandowski hiring by CNN.
That is really a puzzlement to me. If he thinks that he's going to go on there and be like an attack dog for them against Trump.
No,
this
he can't
guy's
be.
Made a big mistake.
No, I don't think so whatsoever. I just think it's quite interesting on CNN's part. You know, realizing they're responding. They're responding to their research saying, hey, look, you guys have moved too far to the left. They need to balance it out. And I think maybe that's one of those movements. So a good move, I think, on one part. I don't think Lewandowski's going south.
Credit card debt, goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Right. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will
we'll
last
the,
for years to come by joining
America.
Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.